is actually an asset for the bank, and the money is coming in from that. And that usually makes the bank open to creating a deal, because at the end of the day, you want to take what they can get from the deal and flip that into. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we have a question with regards to when buying a house with negative equity. Okay, this is a zone that I'm quite familiar with. So somebody has a question, and let's get to it. So the after repair value is $69,000. Repairs, $40,000, and the mortgage on this property, there's a mortgage lien against the property for $51,000. So what do we do with this right here? Okay, so there's a follow-up question, but first of all, let's do that math real quick. We have 69, 40, 51, right? So if we look at this closer, all right, let's do the quick, let's do it quickly together. So we have, 1 second. We have after repair value, ARV, is $69,000, all right? And the property needs some repairs. So by having the number after repair value, we already know that we can't pay more than 65% of that, okay? From a wholesaling standpoint, if you are going to rehab the property yourself, you may be able to afford up to 75%, you know? So what is 65% of $69,000? Let's do that math real quick. All right, multiply by $69,000. That's about $44,850. So without even looking at the repair cost at all, we already know that as a wholesaler, you can't afford to put an offer more than $44,000 on this house. Okay, now what is a wholesaler? Just in case you're watching me for the first time, again, my name is Ola. A wholesaler is basically a strategy that you can use to make money in real estate without you needing your personal cash or your personal credit, and you can basically get paid for finding deals for real estate investors. So a real estate wholesaler is a type of investor. But basically, you work for an investor. You find good deals for investors. So what is a good deal for an investor? A good deal for an investor is a deal that's below 75%, 70 to 75% of the after repair fair market value. Okay, so for example, if your property is worth $100,000 on the market right now today in a perfect condition, basically, you can't afford to put an offer on the property for more than $65,000. Why? Because the real estate investor would like to make profit. The idea is to flip the property, okay? So if you can find deals where people are willing to sell their property for less than what is worth, 35% less than what is actually worth, then you're in the game for a nice ride, because you can basically put that house under contract for $65,000, and you can turn around and sell that piece of paper, that contract, you can sell that for $10,000. So that means the end buyer will have to come up with the original $65,000 plus your own fee of $10,000 for finding the property. And then they pay $75,000. Why would they do that? Because the property is worth $100,000. So that's the idea, 65%, okay? Now, if the property needs any type of repairs, you will have to estimate the cost of repair and then subtract that amount from the offer, okay? So your offer will be $65,000. If the property needs about $10,000 in work, you have to subtract $10,000 from your original offer. So that makes the offer, the new offer, because of realizing that the property needs some work, that makes the offer $55,000. So basically, you make the deal pay for the repair. So with that same scenario, if we go back to this number, the property ARV stands for after repair value, right? cost $69,000. What is 65% of $69,000? That's $44,850. So I always round up the number. I mean, around when I'm buying, I round down the number. So that will be $44,000 as far as I'm concerned. So, but on top of that, the property needs work, okay? And based on this person's question, the property needs about $40,000 worth of work. So now we're gonna have to subtract that $40,000 worth of work from the 65% number, which is $44,000. So unfortunately or fortunately, that leaves us, actually that's not relevant, that leaves us with $4,850 that we can afford to pay for this property, because we gotta pay $4,850 for this property, and then we gotta repair the property for $40,000, and then we gotta put it on the market for $69,000. So we can make a profit of exactly, let me do that math, okay? These are all estimates. So you can make a profit of $24,000. No, wait, but there's about around 10% fees that you can make as a wholesaler, right? 10% of the $69,000, so that's about $6,900. So let's go back a step here. You put a property under contract for $4,850, right? You're a wholesaler, so you're not exactly paying for this property. You're helping a real estate investor find the deal, okay? Now, how do you get paid? You get paid because you provided that value for the real estate investor, okay? So let's do the math real quickly. How much should you get paid on this? Typically around 10% of whatever the after repair value is. So you should be looking to get paid about $7,000 from this deal, because the deal is worth $69,000, okay? So 10% of 69 is $6,900, right? 10% of $69,000 is $6,900, okay? So you pay, you put the property under contract for $4,850. The end buyer, who is the real estate investor, has to pay you about $6,900. So let's do that math real quick, okay? All right. Plus, so $4,850 plus $6,900. If you're following me, follow me, okay? If you can't, rewind the video and follow me all over again. It's a really simple math, okay? So the real estate end buyer, the end buyer investor, will pay $4,850 for the deal, okay? But then they have to pay you a fee of $6,900. Why? Because you helped them find the deal. They wouldn't find the deal any other way, because they're probably busy, they probably have other projects. You know, at the end of the day, they stand to make $24,000 or more here, right? So they pay $4,850 plus $6,900 your fee, plus they have to repair the property, right? That's $40,000. It's just an estimate, okay? All right, so now you're looking at they've paid $51,750 in total cost for acquisition of this property and repairing of the property, okay? So how much, if you were a rehabber, right? A person who rehabs the property, who fixes the property, right? How much do you stand to make here? You can make a potential $69,000 minus $51,750. You can make $17,000, right? So $17,000 is basically about 25% of your money back. So who's doing the repair? Here's one of the mistakes that people make when they're trying to get into this kind of business. They try to do the repair themselves. I mean, that's a topic for another day entirely, okay? But the idea is, don't try to do the repair yourself. There are contractors that can get paid for doing the work. All you have to do is facilitate the project, get the project going, make sure the numbers work, and you make money all day long. Okay, so let's go back to this person's question. Okay, so that's typically how a deal will work. But to continue the question, this person says there's a mortgage lien against the property for $51,000. Somebody has to pay that money. Okay, so the existing scenario that I gave you is basically we pretended that there was no lien, there's no money owed on the property, but sadly there is money owed on this property. So that will be additional cost of $51,000 in addition to the existing $51,000, right? So the cost is already $51,000. So another $51,000 will make that $102,000. That money is a lot more than what the property is worth, the property is only worth $69,000. So that's something you call underwater. Some people call that negative equity. Actually, it's actually negative equity. So what do you do when you're buying a negative equity property? Meaning there's a lot more money hold on the property than what is actually worth. I mean, the property owes $51,000 and needs $40,000. That's a total of $90,000 already. It needs work. In that scenario, there's a process called short sales. It's a strategy called short sales. And the idea of short sales is to approach the bank that this money is owed to and ask them to give you a deal, okay? Now, why would they give you a deal? Because chances are the homeowner already stopped paying and no money is coming in from the asset. The mortgage is actually an asset for the bank and no money is coming in from that. And that usually makes the bank open to creating a deal, because at the end of the day, they want to take what they can get from the deal and flip that into other business ventures so they can keep multiplying their money, as opposed to having a non-performing asset, which is what they call it. They'll rather strike a deal with you. So what do you do in this case? It's the same scenario. You approach the bank and you give them what your offer is. So basically, with that scenario, you need the homeowner to agree to a short sale. Because the short sale means the bank is going to forgive some of that money, but the bank will report that as an income to them. They have to be okay with that. But it's doable. I've done tons of it, okay? And the idea is you approach the bank, you say, hey, this property is only worth $69,000. It needs a repair of $40,000. My offer for this property is $4,850. The bank will not say you're crazy. So conventionally, it sounds like the bank may say you're crazy, but that's not going to happen. What's going to happen is that the bank will say, wow, we're going to send somebody out, a professional BPO, they call it, broker's price opinion. They're going to send an agent or an appraiser out to evaluate the exterior of the property. Sometimes from the exterior, sometimes they do an interior together, or either. They just want to have a good idea of what the property is worth, plus all the repair it may need. That person will go back and report to the bank that, in fact, the property needs some work and is only worth $69,000, even after repair. The bank, if the bank was a human being, it would cry, right? But the bank is not a human being, it's business. So basically, the bank will want to get all they can get, which is basically $4,850 real offer on the table, and then they will negotiate, right? If they negotiate, they may say, can you come up with $5,000, $6,000? If the numbers is exactly like this, basically stick to the numbers and let the bank decide if they want to do business or not. But that's how simple it is. So it's a short sale that you need to do on this kind of property. When the property is underwater, has negative equity, there's no money in it, then you got to make the bank pay for it, because the bank will lose money anyway. So if the bank waits until they foreclose on the property, they will lose money, okay? So at the auction, they will get the offer a lot lower than that. So now, that's not always true, but the bank may just be willing to bet and say, you know what, let's not waste time on it. Let's accept the offer, and then you have a deal. And I did tons of deals like that, okay? All right, so there's a follow-up question that says, would the mortgage company be receptive to short sale if the loan is in good standing? If the person is still paying on the mortgage, they may not be receptive to it, because there's no reason for them to accept less if you're paying, if the seller is still paying on the mortgage. However, in a typical situation, the seller would have stopped paying and the property will be in foreclosure or pre-foreclosure, meaning the bank is already trying to foreclose. In that case, the bank will be open to talking, because they know they may get a lot less money at the foreclosure sheriff sale, at the auction sales. So they're open to the offer, at least to discuss. It's just numbers, it's just business, okay? And the people you're going to be talking to, they're called the loss mitigators. They are basically regular people in a cubicle that are looking at paper numbers. If it makes sense, they go through underwriting approver, a loss mitigation specialist supervisor. If the number from the investors said, just take the $5,000, let's go flip it somewhere else, because they know they will get a lot less. If people vandalize that property, if it gets abandoned and they vandalize that property, there will be no asset or collaterals for them to go after to get their money back ever again. If they get something, they're still happy, they keep it moving. So that's how this works, okay? If you want more on how this works, simply understand that this is about finding deals, okay? And that's something I cover extensively in the book, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. You can download the book absolutely for free from there. And I cover everything there. Also, if you want to contact me, feel free to download the book. You'll be able to get it by email, but you can reply to my email and contact me if you have my phone number. My phone number is also on the inside. You can contact me. I do consulting, training, and personalized coaching for people. I don't dump everybody into everything. Basically, it depends on what you have to offer, what you can bring to the table, but more importantly, what you can get out of this business based on the resources that you have and how resourceful you can get with the right type of coaching. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. Smash that like button, click share button for other people so they can see this, and comment your question below. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.